All right, folks, we're back. Let's go ahead and continue with Sleepless. Now, you're welcome to relax here until dinner time. Madam has given her permission for you to have free run of the estate during your stay here. I see.
Desuga, hitotsu dake chuui wo. Nikai rouka ni aru kuro no tobira no heya ni dake wa zettai ni chikatsukanai you ni.
However, there's one exception. Under no circumstances are you to approach the room with the black door on the second floor.
Ano heya wa kaisou chuu de kiken desu node.
That room is presently being remodeled. It could be dangerous, so please remain mindful. I see. There seemed to be a hidden meaning to her words, and the shift in her tone sent a chill up my spine. Being told something like that would only make most people even more curious. When she said the black door, I assumed she was talking about the one on this hallway, two doors down from my own room. I didn't have any reason to go poking around in the other rooms, so I wasn't really concerned. Well then, if you're in need of anything, please let me know day or night. I shall take my leave now. Iris-san left me with those words, bowing on her way out. Phew! All the tension suddenly drained from me at once, and I flopped down hard on top of the bed. I looked up at the clock on the wall and saw that it was already well past 3 o'clock. I didn't have much time to laze around before I would be getting called to dinner. I'd been told I could come and go from my room as I pleased, but since I wasn't in the habit of snooping around other people's homes, I decided to just hang out here until it was time to eat. Tomorrow would be my first real day as tutor, so I decided to spend the rest of the afternoon sorting through my things in preparation. I unpacked the clothes and books that I brought in my suitcase, laying them out neatly on top of the bed and desk. I put my clothes away in the closet and went through all my school supplies to make sure I hadn't forgotten anything. Even if I was missing something, it's not like I could just make a quick trip to the convenience store in a place like this. Oh. Meanwhile, it grew dark outside my window as the sun sank below the horizon, and before I knew it was time for dinner. Iris-san came to my room to fetch me once everything was ready, and we proceeded downstairs where she led me to the dining room. I entered the extravagant hall to find an equally extravagant meal spread out across the dining table. The massive room was filled with delicious aromas wafting from the variety of food. The day's stress and exhaustion had left me without much of an appetite, but the moment those smells hit my nostrils, it came roaring back. We've been waiting for you, Rohei-san. Please, have a seat. I settled directly across from her as instructed. Mistress Maria was already seated, and she leaned on her elbow as she watched me enter. Now, Rohei-san, since this is supposed to be your welcome party, please eat as much as you like. Dun dun dun!
So, so. ちょうどいいワインが手に入ったところなの。アイラ、例のヴィンテージのバローロを開けてちょうだい。
Oh yes, and I've got the perfect wine for this occasion. Ira opened a bottle of the usual vintage of Barolo.
かしこまりました。
At once. As Iris-san disappeared into the back to fetch the wine, Mistress Maria's patience started to wear. I almost said pestilence.
お母様、もういい加減食べていい?
Mother, can't we eat already?
もうはしたない。でも、せっかくの食事が冷めてしまうといけないわね。
Now, where are your manners? Then again, it would be a shame for all this food to get cold.
じゃあ、そろそろいただきましょうか。
I suppose we may as well dig in. At the madam's signal, the curtain was raised on our extravagant dinner. Everything was just as good as it looked, and they were all the dishes I had never tried before. I also tasted a rare vintage of wine for the first time in my life at the madam's urging, although my unrefined palate couldn't tell the difference. As the alcohol started to affect me and I began talking more freely, I answered questions from the madam about my living situation, my life story, and made other inconsequential small talk as dinner steadily dragged into the late hours of the evening. All the while, Mistress Maria ate in silence like she couldn't care less about anything I was saying, and before I knew it, she'd already finished and disappeared from the table. And then, with my belly full and the two of us savoring the last drops of our after-dinner coffee, it was finally time to call an end to this lovely dinner party. I had a wonderful time. So did I. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you going to all this trouble for me. Not at all. This was nothing to throw together. Well, I'm going to retire for the evening, but if you happen to need anything, please let the maid Ira know. Oh? What time should I get up tomorrow morning? Lessons aren't until the afternoon, so feel free to spend the morning however you wish. They were on a pretty lax schedule. In other words, I could sleep until noon if I wanted. Of course, I didn't plan to indulge myself to that extent, but I really wasn't a morning person, so it was a welcome offer. Naturally, you can stay in as late as you like. I know that it can be difficult to fall asleep in an unfamiliar place. I really appreciate it. It wasn't uncommon for me to stay up late into the night, but in this remote location without anything to do, I didn't think I would have any trouble falling asleep. I couldn't use my phone to get online, and there wasn't even a TV in my room. And if there had been one, I doubted there would be much reception out here in the mountains. Well, I'll be counting on you tomorrow. After seeing the madam off, I finished the last of my coffee before leaving the dining room myself. Climbing the stairs on wobbly legs, I finally arrived at the second floor. I may have overdone it a little. I wasn't much of a drinker to begin with, so even though I hadn't drank that much, my body felt like it was floating. And the euphoric rush from the alcohol had left me with a restless feeling in my lower regions. I guess expensive wine really did hit a little bit different. That reminds me. As I walked down the hall, I suddenly remember Ira-san's words and stopped in my tracks. That room with the black door she had warned me to stay away from. I was standing right in front of it. You tell a person not to do something, of course they'll want to do it. I slowly approached the black door and timidly extended a hand towards it. But when I tried turning the knob, I found it was locked. The door wouldn't budge. Well, that makes sense. I figured that would be the case, so I let go of the knob, ready to leave. The moment I did, I thought I heard some sort of noise coming from the other side of the door. I pressed my ear up against it and listened carefully. But now I couldn't hear anything. Maybe it was mice. No, I didn't think it was likely that mice would be hanging around when the estate was so well maintained. It's probably just my imagination, so I decided to let it go. If Ira-san or one of the family members caught me standing here, they'd be instantly suspicious. And so I quickly retreated back to my room. I was finally back in my room. Feeling pleasantly full and tired and a little drunk on top of everything, I collapsed onto the bed. The mattress was just the right firmness, and I lay there staring up at the ceiling as my consciousness began to drift. It was quiet. As I listened to the faint ticking of the clock on the wall, I felt like I might nod off at any moment. I started to wonder how long I had been laying there when I shot upright, the sound of someone knocking at my door instantly snapping me out of it. Coming! I scrambled out of bed and went to see who it was. Ira-san quietly stepped through the open door. Pardon me, I have finished readying the bath, if you would care to avail yourself. I see. Thank you so much for going to all this trouble for me. The washroom is on the first floor, down the corridor to the right at the back of the entry hall. That is all. Her message delivered, Ira-san turned and left just as quietly as she had arrived. Shaking the last remnants of sleep from my head, I looked up at the clock. It was still far too early to be going to bed, but I realized I had been feeling strangely lightheaded and excited ever since I returned to my room. There was a curious ache in my lower half that I couldn't seem to get rid of. Was it some sort of frustrated urge from suddenly arriving at a house full of beautiful women? Or maybe I just had a little too much wine with dinner? At any rate, I was going to end up masturbating if this kept up for much longer, so I needed to get myself under control. A soak in a hot bath is probably just what I need to take my mind off things. And so, I pulled a change of clothes from the closet, grabbed the bag containing my bath necessities, and stepped out into the hallway. Ka-chuck! I think she said it was down the hall to the right at the bottom of the stairs. I hadn't spent enough time here to be familiar with the mansion's layout, so I just followed the directions I'd been given. On the first floor, beneath the light of the enormous chandelier, I spotted a hallway near the back of the room and made my way towards it. I followed it to the right and immediately found the room I was looking for. Once I was inside, I quickly undressed, taking my towel in one hand as I opened the sliding glass door and entered the bathing area. I was greeted by a wall of hot steam. It was a luxurious bath, tiled wall to wall with a design that evoked a certain retro charm. I felt dwarfed by the massive room. It was big enough for at least 5 people to share without getting in each other's way. Naturally, an estate as lavish as this would have an equally lavish bath. Phew, that feels nice. I gave my body a quick rinse before promptly submerging myself in the hot water. There's a faint scent wafting up from it that made all the more relaxing. I was in absolute heaven. It felt like my exhaustion, not to mention the strange sensation I felt, had been instantly washed away. As I soaked, allowing the hot water to work its magic, I suddenly heard a sound from the door behind me. I turned around to see Ira standing there without so much as a stitch of clothing on. I almost didn't recognize her without her glasses, but her curvaceous figure and piercing eyes were unmistakable. I was so surprised I couldn't even make a sound. What was Ira-san doing here? She was the one who told me the bath was ready, so of course she knew I would be here. Had she come in on purpose? How is the water? She casually approached me, ignoring my flustered shock. I was enchanted by the sight of her gorgeous naked body, and I couldn't tear my eyes away. I thought I was going to come on the spot just from the sight of her voluptuous figure. I suddenly started to get hard beneath the water's surface, which meant I couldn't even stand up without embarrassing myself. I shall wash your back. No, you really don't need to go that far. Madam's orders. Please do not trouble yourself over it, Takamiya-sama. Seeming to ignore me, Ira-san kept her expression dignified despite the fact that I was staring at her naked body. She was acting like it was completely normal for the employees of a wealthy family to go to these lengths. But it wasn't anything I had ever heard of before. I was so shaken by the abruptness of it all that I couldn't think straight. She told me not to worry about it, but that was an impressive request coming from a woman who had appeared completely naked in front of me. Her enormous exposed breasts were too much for me. I felt like I was going to lose my mind from embarrassment and arousal as my face flushed bright red. And then my eyes naturally wandered between her plump, fleshy thighs. Her pubic mound was clean-shaven, putting her privates on full display. Are you alright? Your face is so red. I was completely inexperienced when it came to women, and seeing one naked right in front of me like this was overwhelming to say the least. I already had an erection throbbing painfully between my legs, and there was nothing I could do about it. My arousal, plus the fact that I'd been soaking in hot water this whole time, caused all the blood to instantly rush to my face. But my erection made it impossible for me to get out of the water, no matter how badly I wanted to. Now, Takamiya-sama, please stand so that I may wash your body. You'll start to feel lightheaded if you remain like that. She was right. I couldn't stay like this much longer. Unable to bear another second, I used the small towel I had brought with me to cover up my straining member as I quickly exited the water. I gasped for air as I crawled out, collapsing onto the tile floor. I will prepare at once. Ira-san looked back over her shoulders at me as I lay dizzy on the hard surface. She fetched an inflatable mattress from a corner of the room and spread it out, opening the valve to its internal gas canister. The CO2 inside was released, and the mattress was inflated in the blink of an eye. There, now everything is ready. Please come this way. I approached her on wobbly legs as she instructed. Make yourself comfortable on this if you feel tired. Still having trouble standing, I crawled onto the air mattress at her encouraging.
I
will begin now. Well, there we go. She announced, suddenly draping her body over my own as I lay face up on the mattress. Yeah, that's a nice piece. All at once, Irasan's exposed nether regions filled my vision. Naturally, it was the first time seeing this part of a woman in the flesh. I never expected to be treated to such a close-up view. Of course, I hadn't had time to mentally prepare, and I became so flustered that I had a hard time understanding what was happening. Gulk! With my eyes fixed on Irasan's privates, I somehow managed to request an explanation. Irasan, what on earth are you doing? She was supposedly going to wash my body, so why was she straining... So why was my straining erection right in her face as she put her own crotch on full display for me? This clearly wasn't a very effective position for washing someone. That should be obvious. I'm going to bathe you. If it had been obvious, I wouldn't have asked. Who on earth would reach that conclusion seeing the two of us like this? If I am to wash your body, then I must start with your most precious part. Do not worry. Washing cocks is my specialty. Please just relax and enjoy the sight of my pussy, Takamiya-sama. Your put? My mind went blank from the shock of hearing her utter such vulgar words. Now, show me, she said, glancing back at me as she mercilessly stripped away the towel that had been just barely covering my shame. My straining erection now lay bare in front of her. I felt like I could just die of humiliation right on the spot. What a shameful erection when I haven't even done anything yet. She said, her expression still dignified as she coldly observed my penis. Meanwhile, I was burning with embarrassment. She was calm and collected, like she had seen countless dicks before. That said, there is a nice color to the head and the skin appears healthy. A splendid cock that doesn't appear to have seen much use yet. Its size is slightly above average when erect, and I can see that your balls are full and swollen. I felt like I was losing my mind as she dispassionately shared her our observations. But my penis and I weren't on the same page, and my erection grew even stronger from being the focus of her attention. It felt at least a full size larger than normal. My erection was straining against my foreskin, forcing it back as my already half-exposed head twitched hard enough for me to feel it. Oh my, it seems to be growing more impressive by the moment. Could it be that it likes being seen? But this will only make it easier for me to wash it. Now, before we begin, I must remove all this pesky hair in the way. Irasan said, picking up a razor that she had readied in advance, she began to shave my pubic hair without bothering to ask my permission first. Wait a second! Zish, zish, zish. I couldn't see with her blocking my view, but I could hear and feel the strokes of the blade against my skin as my hair was swiftly cleared away. There wasn't much growing down there to begin with, and I wasn't long before she had made me smooth and hairless. I think this looks much better, she said, gazing at my clean-shaven crotch with a look of satisfaction. I will now begin washing your cock, so please feel free to indulge yourself in the experience. You may also enjoy the sight of my pussy for additional stimulation. Wait, I'm not ready yet. I was powerless to resist as she continued to forge ahead. Why was this happening? I mean, I knew that as a man I should be happy with this turn of events, but it was just all too sudden for me to make sense of. The only thing I knew for certain was that Ira-san was about to start cleaning my penis with her own two hands. As she should. Although it's probably more accurate to say things were about to get dirtier rather than clean. At any rate, I was so worked up right now that I would probably erupt the moment she touched me. I will now begin. She said, ignoring my concerns as she took a bottle of lubrication from nearby, spreading the clear liquid all over her body. She also coated her palms with it before suddenly gripping my raging member with her slippery hands. I let out a pitiful cry. It was the first time I had ever felt another person's hands on my penis. My erection was particularly sensitive with anticipation and arousal, and I almost couldn't take it. Just as I'd anticipated, she had barely even touched me, and already I felt like I was about to go off any second. If it felt this good just having her hold it, I couldn't imagine what it would feel like once she started moving. You must be terribly aroused. I can feel it twitching in my hand. Such a strong reaction just from being touched. If you're that sensitive, then washing it would be a real treat for you. Ira-san giggled at my over-the-top reaction as she continued to grasp my penis. Here we go. She began sliding her hand up and down over my shaft like a piston in motion. Yeah! Electric jolts of pleasure shot from my penis up to my brain. How is it? Does it feel good? Yeah, good didn't even begin to describe it. The pleasure was so overwhelming that I almost forgot how to breathe. At the same time, pitiful gas escaped from my mouth in rhythm with the up and down motion of her hand. You really are sensitive. If it's having that much of an effect on you, this'll be over in no time. Even so, my task is to wash your cock. So any pleasure is incidental. Please try to endure a bit longer. If you were to go off while I'm washing you, there's no telling how long this may take to finish. Ira-san wiggled her hips obscenely like she was trying to show off her pussy as she continued rhythmically stroking my shaft. I could barely savor the pleasure of my first hand job with that delectable sight burning into my retinas. Maybe it was her impeccable technique, but the pleasure was so much greater than when I touched myself. I knew she had told me to hold on, but I felt like I could go off at any moment. I'd love to hold out longer, but I don't think I can keep it up. That won't do, Takamiya-san. It's much too early. I've only just started washing you. I can't. It feels so good. I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh my, it appears you're quite enjoying yourself. Your tip has been leaking this whole time, the hot fluid mixing with the lubrication, Takamiya-sama. She seemed utterly composed as she gave my penis a slippery massage. Staring directly at her naked pussy, it almost felt like I was thrusting in and out of it, which only heightened my intense pleasure. How much longer do I have to hold on? So impatient. Are you always in this much of a hurry? I know. Why don't I ask you questions in order to divert your attention? She said, relaxing her hand around my penis just enough to stave off my imminent climax. I was at the mercy of her exquisite technique, feeling utterly drained by the non-stop sensation on my cock. I had much greater control over my own gratification when I masturbated, but the unyielding pleasure brought on by someone else was so intense that it bordered on agony. To begin with, have you ever had a sexual experience before, Takamiya-sama? Her question was painfully blunt, but I was so dizzy with pleasure that all I could do was obediently answer. I haven't. Then that makes you a virgin. Yes, I suspected that might be the case. It would explain your incredible sensitivity. She said with an understanding smile, leisurely stroking my shaft as she confirmed my lack of experience. But you must have so much pent-up desire with such an energetic cock. Yes. Then do you masturbate often? It was such a personal question to toss out like that, but my mind was so paralyzed from pleasure that all I could do was lay bare the truth. Yeah, I do. But of course, how frequently would you say that you masturbate? About 3 times a week. Really? I underreported the frequency to preserve my last remaining shred of dignity, but it didn't go unnoticed by Iris-san. She gave me a piercing look like she could see right through as the moment of her hand. Excuse me, I'm gonna try that one again. She gave me a piercing look like she could see right through me as the movement of her hand intensified. Maybe more like 5 or 6 times. Indeed. That means you do it practically every day. Now I see. This has become more of a sexual interrogation than a simple distraction. But with the way she was stroking me, I would have been willing to say that black was white. And how many times do you masturbate in a given day? Surely just once isn't enough to satisfy you. No, usually in the morning and again at night. Is that all? Well, sometimes I do it 3 times if I have a day off. My mind was steadily growing numb from the pleasure, and I answered her questions honestly and dutifully. I see, but your cock is quite lovely considering how often you masturbate. Its color and responsiveness are like brand new. You must be quite the skilled masturbator. She sounded impressed as she continued to skillfully manipulate my penis. Even though she was praising me, it didn't make me happy at all. It just made me want to die from embarrassment. Tell me, what is the most you've masturbated in a single day? Even with my mind going numb, and I was still a little reluctant to answer that question. As I grew more and more intoxicated from her leisurely stroking, I racked my sluggish brains over whether I should respond honestly or not. Surely 3 times in 1 day isn't your limit, is it? No. Then how many? It had already sunk in some time ago that resistance was futile. So I resigned myself and desperately probed my hazy memory for the answer. 7 or maybe 8 times? Or it could have been 9. I answered like the words were being wrung out of me as I struggled to endure the pleasure. Ira-san's eyebrows lifted at my response. I see. That's quite an impressive number. Who would have thought this cock had such potential? That was more than I anticipated. Let me check something real quick, guys. Yeah, we're good. She continued talking as she stroked me, beginning to sound a little excited herself. Then, after pausing to think for a moment, she spoke again. But if you typically masturbate that often each day, it is unlikely you would abstain for your entire stay here, correct? Well, our shrewd observation left me at a loss for words. It would be rather difficult for someone as young as you to endure an entire week without, wouldn't it? And I suspect you haven't yet masturbated today, have you? No. Not even this morning? I had to get ready to come here, so I didn't have time. I told her honestly. Of course, it wasn't like I had to get off every single day, so skipping a day was no big deal. And to be honest, I had already decided that I wouldn't do it while I was here anyway. But that had apparently been in vain, because at the moment I wasn't even masturbating, I was receiving a handjob from a beautiful naked woman as she showered me with her private. As she showed me her privates. Well, since it seems you polish your cock so regularly, let us use this opportunity to take care of today's session. Okay, I think I'm about to blow any second. I was desperate to come as soon as possible, and my heart soared when I heard her say that. She demonstrated exceptional control over my orgasm. I'd been on the edge of climax for some time now, held in a torturous limbo between wanting to come and not being able to. But not just yet. It would be a shame to get you dirty again after all this time spent bathing you, Ira-san said as she tore open a condom she had nearby, removing it from the packaging and bringing it to her mouth. Then, expertly holding it between her lips, she set her sights on my penis. I will apply the condom now, so please continue to restrain yourself. You don't mean... I was able to guess what she had in mind, and I trembled with excitement. But at the same time, I didn't have the slightest faith that my overly sensitive erection would be able to endure it. Wait, I need a second first. But my appeal was in vain as she brought the condom in her mouth down towards my member, placing a kiss on the top of its swollen head. Huh? All at once, my sensitive penis was drawn deeply into her mouth. A delicious pleasure engulfed me unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. An intense rush spread out from my lower body, causing me to twitch and spasm. I'm gonna come! I desperately tried to hold back against the incredible feeling, nearly passing out from it. Even through the condom, the heat and sensation of being inside her mouth were overwhelming. The stimulation was just too much for a virgin like me. I couldn't even relax and enjoy my first experience. If it hadn't been for the condom between us, I'm sure I would have erupted inside her mouth the moment it enveloped me. Yeah! She bobbed her head up and down over my shaft a few times to ensure the condom was fully wrapped around my cock. My body trembled and shuddered as I received my very first blowjob. Just the sight of my penis in her mouth was enough to make me desperately look away to stop myself from coming. After confirming that the condom was secure, Ira-san slowly withdrew her mouth. Pop! There. As I popped free of her mouth, I saw that a thin layer of pink latex was now fitted snugly around my twitching, trembling member. It was right on the edge of climax, about to be released from this excruciating pleasure. Just a few seconds more and I'd finally come. I was just barely hanging on, but the reservoir tip of the freshly applied condom was already filling with pre-cum.
では高宮様、射精の準備ができましたので、これでいつでも心置きなく射精していいですよ。
Well, Takamiya-sama, now that I have prepared you, please feel free to ejaculate when you wish. Okay. I had finally been granted permission, and the feeling of urgency was so strong in me that I almost started thrusting my hips.
では、気持ちよく射精できるよう、私が今からおちっぽを全力でしごきますので、思う存分堪能してください。
Almost sounds like a robot here. Now I will begin stroking your cock without reserve in order to bring you to orgasm. Please enjoy yourself. Her skilled hands had already been devastating up to this point. Just the thought of what it would feel like if she wasn't holding back almost made me come on the spot. And so, my penis twitching in anticipation, Iris-san paused for a moment and readjusted her grip. Now then. She announced as she began leisurely moving her hand around my shaft once more. Urgh! She started slowly at first to coat the outside of the condom with lubrication, but before long she had picked up speed and was stroking me at an incredible pace. Urgh! The sudden assault of pleasure was so ferocious that I saw stars flashing before my eyes. Even with the condom on, it felt amazing. Pleasure enveloping my shaft was so incredible, it was almost like I wasn't wearing one at all. I gasped for air through the powerful stimulation, definitely trying to hold out against the waves of pleasure assaulting my brain. It was so intense that I forgot all about coming. How is it? Does it feel good? Iris-san asked nonchalantly as she continued to stroke me. Her mental state couldn't have been more different from mine. It feels great. I'm about to come. That was the only response I could manage as I endured the unbearable pleasure. Then what do you think of this? She said, increasing her force as she began stroking me like she was trying to peel my foreskin back from the tip. Gah! I can't! It's too much! My hips gave out and my body began to spasm from the overwhelming pleasure stimulating my tender tip. I may have been wearing a condom, but the sensitive head of my penis was almost never exposed like this, and words couldn't describe the pleasure of the friction against it. Seeming to enjoy my over-the-top reactions, Iris-san continued expertly stroking my member, as if her fingers were intentionally catching on the underside of its tip. You seem to be rather enjoying yourself. But it looks as though you're almost there. There's no need to hold back anymore. Please let it out at your earliest convenience. I'm almost! My mouth opened and closed like a fish out of water as I desperately grasped for air, doing everything I could to sustain the incredible sensation between my thighs. No longer in such a hurry to come, I wanted from the bottom of my heart to draw this out as long as I could. I desperately tried to hold back as my body threatened to unburden itself. Try all you like. It's pointless to resist. Alright, I'm gonna give everything I've got now. So I want you to release when I count down from three. She said dispassionately, seeing the state I was in. And then a moment later, she dramatically increased the speed of her stroking. Wow. Her hand moves mercilessly fast, and I screamed at the extreme pleasure being forced upon me. The sensation was intense, like the condom wasn't even there. There's no way I could hold out under these conditions. Just as she said, I was edging closer and closer to the finish line. Three. She stared expressionlessly at me as I writhed in pleasure, her lips softly counting down. I only had to wait 3 seconds, but it felt like everything was moving in slow motion. My body trembled from my impending climax, and it took everything I had just to remain conscious. My shaft was growing hot from the friction, and I could feel the rush of semen about to erupt out of my balls. My swollen testicles lifted up inside my scrotum like my body wanted to reclaim them. Two. I can't. I'm gonna come. I'm coming! As the cruel countdown continued, I could tell I had crossed the point of no return. I cried out as I buckled my hips, begging greedily for more. She manipulated me with expert skill, not just able to control how much pleasure I was feeling, but the timing of my orgasm as well. One. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming! True to my word, I could feel semen rushing up from my balls and into my urethra as I trembled on the precipice of climax. Overjoyed that my orgasm was finally here, the opening at the tip of my erect penis eagerly twitched open and shut in anticipation of the semen about to gush forth. She gave me one final squeeze just as the countdown ended. And at her signal, I reached my climax. I'm coming! Spurt, 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 spurt. There, you came. Just as she said, my erect member throbbed in her hand as copious amounts of semen pulsed into the condom she had placed on me. Yeah, night, I'm still coming. I shuddered from the pleasure of such a massive load as I squirted again and again into the condom, filling it up. The incredible force and volume of it caused the condom reservoir tip to swell before my eyes. Spurt, 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 spurt. I came relentlessly, firing one jet of semen after another since I was forced to hold back for so long. Each time it surged in my urethra, I felt a wave of pleasure so intense I thought I was going to pass out. In no time at all, the endless flood had filled the condom to the point that it looked like a swollen water balloon. Spurt, spurt. Spurt, spurt. The stream finally tapered off, freeing me from the assault of pleasure as I lay there, gasping for breath. I glanced at the condom around my penis to see that the tip was sagging heavily, embarrassingly swollen with thick white fluid. It was such an incredible amount. I felt like it was probably the most I'd ever come in my life. That was quite a long climax. Did it leave you satisfied? I was still so out of breath I couldn't even respond. And such an impressive amount. I've never seen someone come so much from a simple hand job before, Iris-san said as she began to deftly removing the bulging condom. It's so heavy and full. Not only is the volume impressive, but the viscosity as well. It's so rich and thick, I can practically feel the countless sperm swimming around inside. She carefully tied off the open end to prevent leakage before gently setting the spent condom on the mattress next to me. Your youth shows. Even after coming so much, your erection is still going strong. She was right. I just had the most powerful orgasm of my life, but far from withering, my penis looked even more energetic than ever. What? Why? I didn't make any attempt to hide my surprise at my member's unusual behavior. Normally, it would have turned soft again after coming that much, but it appeared to be completely unfazed. When I had become such a stud, was it just because I was so much more excited than usual? Ignoring my confusion, Iris-san took a fresh condom in her hand and began removing it from its wrapper. Well then, shall we go for round two? Huh? What she said next was so unbelievable that I wasn't sure I'd heard her right. After all, you masturbate twice per day, once in the morning and once in the evening, correct? If that was your morning session, then next will be the evening one. I had no idea what she was talking about. It was true, I told her I did it twice a day, but I never said I did it twice in the evening if I skipped in the morning. I felt like people who masturbated that chronically should probably rein it in a little. But Iris-san proceeded to place the tip of the condom between her lips, oblivious to my trembling. Wait, I at least need a minute to recover first! She completely ignored my pleas, bringing the condom down over my shaft and taking it fully into her mouth in one swift motion. Yeah! Once again, incredible pleasure enveloped my penis, and once again, I felt that I would pass out from the unbearable waves of ecstasy. I turned my eyes toward Iris-san as I endured the onslaught of pleasure to find that she had finished applying the condom, and was now vigorously bobbing her head up and down. It was a completely different sort of pleasure from her hand. I felt the intense stimulation was going to make my heart stop. Huh? Wait, I just finished coming. That's too much! Just the sounds of her slurping and the sight of my shaft disappearing into her mouth were so much that I had to desperately hold back to keep from losing control again. It was the second time she had taken me into her mouth, but my first time receiving an earnest blowjob. The feeling was greater than I could have imagined, and the stimulation was too much for my hypersensitive penis so soon after my last orgasm. She couldn't seem to care less about me as she continued voraciously sucking me. I could feel the heat from inside her mouth through the rubber material, the sensation of her lips tugging on me, not to mention her tongue slurping over every nook and cranny. All of them were assaulting me at once. The condom was the only thing letting me hold on. If it hadn't been there, I probably would have come already. I know I just came, but I'm about to come again! Yeah. Even though I had just come, I could sense waves of another orgasm building inside me. My balls should have been empty, but they were quickly filling up again from the intense pleasure of her blowjob. They were already swelling and rising up towards my body. I'm about to come. Is it okay if I come? What was that? Did you want McDonald's? She answered, not bothering to remove her mouth from me. Now that I had her permission, the urge to come grew steadily as I realized I was about to come and climax inside someone's mouth for the first time. She could also sense the orgasm building, and she intensified her suction as if to encourage it. The intense pleasure of the blowjob combined with the excitement of being allowed to come brought me rapidly towards climax. Just imagining getting off inside her mouth was almost enough to push me over the edge. I'm almost there. I'm about to come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah! Man. Seems like she already had her Slurpee. She sucked hard on my shaft, drawing the head into the back of her throat. That turned out to be the final straw, and my back arched as my climax arrived. I'm coming! I announced as the tension building at the root of my penis was suddenly released all at once. I suddenly swelled inside Iris-san's mouth, and the next moment the condom was being flooded with yet another massive load of semen. My body trembled with pleasure as I came so hard and so much, you would never have guessed it was my second time this evening. I couldn't see what was happening inside her mouth, but I could easily picture the tip of the condom rapidly swelling in my semen. I'm still coming. Yeah, yeah! I was coming inside a woman's mouth for the first time, and the feeling never seemed to end. My hips twitched as I unloaded everything I had inside her. She continued to hold my pulsing member in her mouth as she quietly accepted the semen filling up the condom. Splurt! Splurt! My balls finally finished emptying as my climax subsided. A second orgasm behind me, I suddenly felt utterly exhausted and just lay there panting heavily. My mind was completely numb after being subjected to such intense pleasure for so long, and I was incapable of rational thought. As I watched, Iris-san slowly withdrew her mouth. Slurp, slop. First came my penis, and then the condom massively swollen tip. The bulging latex glistened with saliva, dangling limply between the tip of my penis and her lips. You came so much. I almost thought it was gonna bust in my mouth, she said as she made a show of swinging the condom between her lips. Despite how much I'd already come, the condom looked just as full of thick white semen as the last time. Another impressive amount. With this output, you would surely conceive a child on the first try, she said as she carefully removed the condom from my shaft once again, tying a secure knot around the opened end before setting it tenderly next to the first one. You produced so much even on your second time, but it still isn't enough, is it? I couldn't believe my ears as I lay there, utterly exhausted from having multiple orgasms. She'd already forced me to come twice. My body couldn't take much more of this. How could she say it wasn't enough when I had nothing more to give? No more, please! You used up my morning and evening supply. I can't keep going or I'll die! My, how dramatic. Didn't you yourself say that you do it 3 times on your days off? Seeing the cold look in her eyes as she spoke, all I could feel was fear. So you can keep going, can't you? For round 3? The look on her face was serious as she gently took my shaft in her hand. When I said I had done it 3 times, I meant spread throughout the day, not all in one marathon session. I don't think. Just as I started to respond, my eyes suddenly landed between my thighs. My penis, which should have started to lose energy ages ago, was shockingly still as hard as ever. What? Why? Seeing that I still hadn't withered any desire despite... Excuse me. Try that again, guys. Seeing that I still hadn't withered any despite coming so much, I started to suspect that something was wrong. And even though I had felt totally spent and satisfied just a few moments ago, the desire for more pleasure was growing in me once again. Isn't it strange? You come, and yet you are never satisfied, she said, giving me a mysterious look as I trembled. I forgot to mention this earlier, but this lubricant I applied to your cock earlier has been heavily laced with a powerful aphrodisiac, she said as she slathered another layer of it onto my straining erection. Now that she mentioned it, there had been a tingling sensation in the head of my penis for a while now, and I was much more sensitive than usual. Do you realize that right now even more of the drug is making its way into your system? She made a deliberate show of coating the head of my member with it as she spoke. Intense pleasure radiated from between my legs, causing me to audibly moan. It must have been the drug because I was so sensitive that I almost came just from the way she touched me as she spoke. The head of your member is so flawless. The membrane must be absorbing it readily. We can keep having fun. We can keep having fun for a long, long time. With the amount I've given you, you might even break your old record, she said with a bewitching smile on her face. Meanwhile, I was so aroused that I was trembling with fear. Oh, look at that. I've been sucking on your lube-smeared cock so much. My pussy is dripping wet and hungry for it. I took a closer look, between her thighs as she spoke and noticed that she was now wet with excitement. Even her clitoris was standing erect. If you feel inclined, you may go ahead and lose your virginity to this pussy. My erection twitched in response to her lewd proposal, my arousal becoming inflamed. Do you mean it? I said without thinking, taking her seriously. No one would refuse an offer like that with such an obscene pussy on display right in front of them. My members sprang eagerly back to life at the prospect of actually having sex. Let me think. Arisan went quiet for a moment as I lay beneath her, transfixed by her pussy. Then she made a proposal. Alright, if we can break your previous record, I'll allow you to put your cock in me as a reward. But that's impossible! All the excitement drained from me at once when I heard her unreasonable conditions. My current record for masturbating was 9 times in one day, so beating that would mean doing it a ridiculous 10 times. Wow. Also, that record of 9 times had been spread out through a 24-hour period. But here I was being asked to come 10 times in a row. Never mind the impossible target. Climaxing at that rate, I would die long before I got there.
今ので2回ですから、あと8回出せば記録達成ですね。
You've already done it twice now, so that's 8 more times to beat the record. I can't. Hearing that number, I knew that it was utterly impossible. There was no way my body or spirit could survive coming that many times in such a short period. You don't know unless you try, do you?
心配しなくても、私も全力でお手伝いしますから。高宮様も全力で。
Don't worry. I'm here to support you to my utmost ability. So please enjoy yourself as much as possible, Takamiya-sama. She said as she stroked my shaft, smearing with a thick coating of the lubrication. I trembled from the gentle touch of her hands on my member, going mad with hope and fear about what was to come. I didn't understand why she was subjecting me to all of this when she was only supposed to be here to bathe me. Now there's no more time to waste. Let's move on to round 3. At those words, she began rapidly stroking my shaft once more. Wow. Yeah! I cried out and arched my back at the intense waves of pleasure crashing through me. Even though I'd had a few moments to rest, her hand fisting on my cock while it was still so sensitive from the last orgasm was too intense. It didn't even feel like it was happening to me. How is it? Does it feel good? Good God, yes! I said like the words were being squeezed out of me. I was in a trance, greedy for the pleasure coursing through my brain. Oh my, it feels so good that your hips are squirming. Just as she said, my lower half was rocking up and down in time with the touch of her hand, desperately seeking even the slightest bit more pleasure. You're focused so intently on the sight of my pussy. You're imagining having sex with me when you move like that, aren't you? She was exactly right. I was lost in fantasies of being inside her as she stroked my shaft. The effect was remarkable, and combined with the aphrodisiac, I could already feel myself building to a climax despite it being my 3rd time. I think I'm about to come again. The continuous physical pleasure combined with my fantasy were bringing me to the edge of climax in no time. Despite how much I'd already come, I could already feel semen building up at the base of my urethra with an intensity that was hardly believable. Go ahead, come as hard as you like. Imagine my hand as my pussy and release into it as if you intend to conceive a child. Slip, 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 slip. Oh yeah, we don't need all that. For encouragement, Iris-san squeezed her hand firmly around my shaft and stroked it upward as if trying to melt me. I'm gonna come! I can't hold it! It's coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! My body twitched in spasm and all at once semen erupted from the tip of my penis as I was taken by another climax. Yeah! splurt, 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 splurt. A fountain of thick white fluid erupted from a squelching hand. Hot ropes shot high into the air with incredible force, one after another. Lord, she's gonna give her a bath. Such incredible strength and volume. All that time spent cleaning it ruined in the blink of an eye. I hadn't been wearing a condom this time, and the massive amount of semen erupting into the air showered us both mercilessly, getting all over Iris-san's face and body. Yeah, I'm still coming! It was my third time, and the volume was still incredible. So much so that I started to wonder where I was storing it all. It was like I had a bottomless supply that would never run out, no matter how much I came. I went limp with exhaustion as my third orgasm subsided. The pungent smell of semen hung heavy in the air. It had gotten all over my body too, but I was beyond caring at this point. You came almost immediately just from imagining having sex with me. Do you really want to put it in my pussy that badly? And there's so much, too. You must really want to release inside me. She said, sounding almost frustrated as my semen covered her body. Well, you have much more work to do if your wish is to be granted. She callously informed me as she looked down at my exhausted figure lying beneath her. Wait, please give me a minute. I pleaded desperately as I struggled to catch my breath. The exorbitant pleasure and successive orgasms had left a tingling numbness between my legs, and I was starting to feel strange. I'm afraid I can't do that, Takamiya-sama. In order to accomplish your goal, it is essential that we take advantage of these periods of heightened sensitivity. But her words were making me feel like a prisoner being tortured. Let us continue then, she said, gripping my penis once more without giving me a chance to recover. Then she immediately began using her other hand to rub the head with incredible speed. Yeah! The sudden pleasure was so severe that my eyes bulged. I screamed, feeling like I'd pass out. The direct stimulation on the head of my penis, still hypersensitive from just having cum, was more intense than anything I'd felt yet. Yeah, yeah. The head of my member was growing redder and more swollen with each orgasm I was subjected to, the direct friction causing it to become ever more engorged with blood. I could almost hear my brain cells popping one by one from this incredible pleasure flooding my brain. I felt like I was gonna die. Is this your first time experiencing direct stimulation of the head? Based on your reactions, it seems as if you typically masturbate without touching it, Iris-san said casually as she watched me writhe under the violent pleasure. With a head this sensitive, you'll ejaculate the moment you put the tip inside me. No, I can't, I'm coming! I couldn't resist the onslaught of pleasure, and I was already on the verge of another orgasm. It's useless to hold back. Just let it out. Her words pushed me over the edge, and I climaxed. I'm coming! A massive amount of semen poured from the trembling tip of my penis as I cried out in ecstasy. The geyser was interrupted by the palm of Iris-san's hand over my tip, and it sprayed noisily out in all directions. Ugh! I kept rubbing the head of my penis as I came, completely indifferent to the fact that I was about to pass out from the intensity of my climax. Yeah! The shock of my intense rapid friction against the most sensitive part of my ejaculating member sent my body into spasms, like I was being electrocuted. The furious stimulation combined with the pleasure of orgasm left me feeling like I was truly gonna die. How is it? Do you enjoy having your cock stimulated so roughly as you ejaculate? Yeah! Pleasure was overloading my system to the point I was barely even present in my own body, let alone capable of answering her question. Doesn't it feel so good that you could just die? She was absolutely right. The feeling was so intense that I felt like I'd die from shock. I was also starting to worry that after experiencing this kind of pleasure, I would never be able to go back to regular masturbation. Stop! If you rub it like that while I'm coming! Ah! Split! I squirted more each time she rubbed me, feeling like my orgasm would never end. I must have finally been empty, because my ejaculation stopped. Nothing else was coming out. Even so, waves of climax continued and my balls kept rising into my body like they were desperately trying to unburden themselves. Iris Sun continued the persistent motions of her hand, rubbing the naked head of my penis. No, wait! Something's not right! Even though I had long stopped ejaculating, I was lost in a sea of climactic pleasure with no end in sight. My body began to tremble as new sensations steadily built up inside me, totally unlike anything I was accustomed to. It's happening again! I'm gonna come again! Something's coming out! It's coming! It's coming! I was right on the verge of another climax, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. I'm coming! And then the moment I reached climax, a hot fluid began forcefully spraying from the open tip of my penis. Well, what's happening? I can't take it. I writhed under the agonizing waves of pleasure that came each time the clear fluid squirted out of me, lost in the unusual feeling. The fluid wasn't thick or cloudy at all. It was clearly different from semen. I don't think she wanted that. Congratulations, Takamiya-sama. What a marvelous display. Iris-san murmured quietly as she gazed at the fluid erupting out of me. It's still coming! I couldn't have been more confused by the massive volume of fluid squirting from the tip of my penis, but Iris-san was utterly nonplussed. Suddenly spraying like that, you truly have a remarkable cock. This is the same phenomenon as squirting, which occurs when a woman climaxes. Your supply of semen was exhausted, so instead you release the urine from your bladder. I had heard of it, but of course it had never happened to me personally. You were so excited that you wet yourself. In other words, you felt such intense pleasure that you spontaneously urinated. When she told me that, I felt so embarrassed and I wished I could disappear. I desperately tried to stem the humiliating flood of liquid pouring noisily out of me. But my muscles were so loose from experiencing so many orgasms that there was nothing I could do to stop it. My bladder at last seemed to have emptied itself as my orgasm came to an end. Finally free from the pleasure of climax, I lay there in a stupefied daze. My penis was still hard, and the red, swollen head was twitching from the aftershocks of my orgasm. My member had gone numb from the intense pleasure, and I completely lost count of how many times I had come. I truly believed that regular masturbation would never satisfy me again if she kept subjecting me to this. I just got you all clean, and now we're both coated with semen and pee. Iris-san said, her face and body indeed covered with my fluids. I was too ashamed to even look at her. Naturally, my own lower body was also a sticky mess with my penis at the epicenter. I was supposed to bathe you, but I've just made you dirtier than ever. Allow me to apologize for cleaning you. she said, suddenly taking my dripping member into her mouth. What? Ugh. My vision went blank at the feeling of her mouth around me as I was still reeling from the aftershocks of my last orgasm. She had already given me a blowjob once, but this time I wasn't wearing a condom. The feeling was nothing compared to the sensation of her mouth directly on my skin, and despite how many times I'd already come, I could feel desire building inside me once more. This feels incredible! The pleasure was far beyond what her hands had been capable of, and my body went limp, as if all my bones had disappeared. I was only able to endure it because my reserves had already run dry. I probably would have come within the first 3 seconds otherwise. But the feeling was so incredible that I could already feel my depleted balls beginning to fill up again. She rhythmically sucked my cock, making loud, wet noises. Just the sight of myself in a woman's mouth made me tremble with excitement, like I was on the verge of coming already. It feels so good. The texture of her tongue and the inside of her mouth were vivid against the length of my shaft, and I focused all of my concentration on the lower body, greedy for pleasure. After several moments spent silently entranced by the intoxicating sensations, I felt the urge to ejaculate steadily building inside me. Before I knew it, my balls were swollen full again, rising into my body like they could release at any moment. But I already came so much. How can there be more? Shocked by the incredible resiliency and quick recovery of my nether regions, I felt overjoyed that I could experience the pleasure of orgasm once more. I'm gonna come again. Inside your mouth. Thrilled at the prospect of ejaculating in such a special place, I was unable to hold back any longer. Iris-san could also sense that I was close and began sucking more vigorously to encourage me. My hips started to move on their own in time with her rhythm, and I dreamily thrust myself deep inside her mouth. As her blowjob grew in intensity, droplets of saliva mixed with my pre-cum splattered out from between her lips and my shaft. My member was coated in her saliva, and I was frightened how good the lubrication made the inside of her mouth feel. I'm gonna come again. I'm coming. Swallow it. Let me come in your mouth. I desperately squeezed out my words, begging her to let me ejaculate unprotected inside there. The first time I had been wearing a condom, but I truly wanted to finish without one this time. She began vigorously slurping me as if responding to my plea. It felt just like she was sucking on a straw, and all at once a load of semen gushed into her mouth. I'm coming! A geyser erupted from the tip of my member, flooding the inside of Iris-san's mouth. She furrowed her brow for a moment, as if the force and volume were more than she had been expecting. Her mouth rapidly filled with thick white fluid as she noisily gulped it down. You're swallowing it. You're swallowing my semen. I was so turned on by having a woman take my load that I came even longer and harder than usual. She swallowed desperately, trying to keep up with the endless stream pouring out of me. But her pace steadily slowed and her cheeks began gradually swelling as I produced more than she could handle. It wasn't long before her mouth was full and her cheeks bulged with my semen. It seemed like she was having trouble breathing because I saw her cheeks flush red before my eyes. She was struggling to swallow too, her face contorting as she tried diligently to accept everything I had to offer. Then it suddenly started to squirt from her nostrils, left with no other place to go. Iris-san groaned in discomfort as thick jets of white fluid shot from her nostrils each time I spurted. I felt like I was watching myself come straight through her nose, and it gave me an excited shiver to see it just keep going. It finally slowed to a stop, the two of us panting heavily, trying to catch our breath. She paused for a moment, and after somehow managing to swallow all the semen filling her cheeks, she let my penis slide from her mouth. Slop. A trickle of semen dribbled from her lips as I popped free, making a tremendous mess. She coughed and gagged with tears in her eyes from being forced to swallow so much of my seed as she spat out the remains. Drip, dribble, spleck. I felt kind of bad watching her struggle like that, even though this had been her doing. Once she was finished spitting, she wiped her mouth and stood. I thought I was gonna die. Please refrain from ejaculating so much in my mouth in the future. She was steadily regaining her composure, having finally managed to catch her breath. Even so, the flavor was incredible. The smell and taste of it were so intense, and it was so rich as it coated my throat on the way down. I'm still dizzy just from the smell. Lingering in my nostrils. I may have misjudged your resiliency. You were able to produce so much even after coming so many times already. And it felt so good that even I couldn't believe it. The pleasure had been so intense that my lower half was still tingling and it felt like my crotch had gone numb. After coming so many times in a row, my legs were like rubber and I couldn't stand. Well, how shall we proceed? Are you able to continue? She said, looking down at me as I continued to lie limply on top of the mattress. Her eyes were focused on my twitching erection, still hard from the drug's effects. My legs had given out. I can't get up. I was at the edge of my mental and physical limits, in stark contrast to her. How pitiful. Your cock still stands tall even when you cannot. If you are truly so weak, then I suppose sex is out of the question. Including the time you squirted, that makes a time of six. Are you truly prepared to give up with only four rounds remaining? I guess since we've made it this far, if I stopped now, all of this would have been for nothing. With everything I've been subjected to, it would be a shame to miss out on the main event. But just like she said, even if I toughed it out, I would hardly be in the mood for sex by the time we finished another four rounds. The way things were going, I wasn't even sure I could last that long. I was exhausted physically and mentally. I was even having trouble staying conscious. Do you really want to have sex with me that badly? I was shocked by her question. I nodded my head without even having to think about it. So I see. I am not an ogre. So if you desire it that badly, I will consider it. You mean it? I trembled in excitement at her words, hopeful that she would let me have sex with her out of pity. Because of our agreement, I cannot allow you inside of me. However, I am willing to let you do it between my thighs. Her thighs? My hopes were dashed when I heard her response. It was true that I'd never done something like that before, and I was thrilled at the offer. But in the end, it wasn't the same. It just couldn't compare to her actual pussy.
到底喪失は無理ですが、勢い余って先っちょくらいなら入ってしまうかもしれませんよ。
Do you find that unsatisfactory? While full penetration would be out of the question, there's a chance your tip may enter if things get carried away.
それに、私の姿は気持ちいいですよ。どの方からは本当におまんこの中に入れているようだと。
And besides, I have wonderful thighs. Men claim that it feels just like the real thing. Everything she was saying was getting me more and more worked up. I had never been inside a woman's pussy before, so if I just imagined I was, my virgin mind wouldn't know the difference. Forcing myself to believe that, I felt my excitement come rushing back. My passions inflamed, I began panting with a desire eager to experience this new sensation as soon as possible. My erection also twitched greedily, as if in response to my excitement. It seems the idea is growing on you. Ira-san murmured quietly as she gazed at my penis, the corners of her mouth curling into a mysterious smile. Let us waste no time then. She said, taking the towel I had brought with me and using it to thoughtfully wipe away the semen clinging to both of our bodies. Now, since it seems you are unable to stand, please remain where you are. Finished wiping us both down, she spread a fresh application of the lubricant between her legs before calmly approaching me. I will move on top of you, so you may lie still where you are. Enjoy imagining what it must feel like to be inside my pussy. Now, here we go. She announced, straddling my lower body as she gently inserted my member into the gap between her thighs. Okay. And that's where we're gonna end it for now. Okay, I did say three, but I said as long as I can hold out, and I can't hold out any longer. I've given you guys about a full hour. 2 hours. Almost 2 hours. Which is what I was kind of going for. Don't worry, we're not done. And you can even pick the game up in a few hours on Steam. It's there. It's on Manga Gamer right now, but it'll be on Steam in a few hours. So pick it up, because they've got it uncensored, and I don't know how long it's going to last on Steam without an uncensored patch. The game is just fully uncensored from the start. I don't know how that happened, but that's what they're telling me. Now, if I'm wrong and there is an uncensored patch, then I didn't know anything about that. But from what I've seen, it is the full uncut version that you're seeing here. So, at any rate, guys, we do thank you for being a part of just the very beginning of Sleepless. I mean, we've just started. We've not even scratched the surface of this game. There's a lot more to go. And we will see you here next time, which probably won't be too far away. I know that we're going into AVN month with November, but that doesn't mean that we can't give you a little something special on Thursday and Friday. This is a big game. We should be able to give you guys some more of it, right? So, anyway, assuming everything is good and I feel all right, we'll do Gore Screaming Show tomorrow. Alright, we're going to do a good couple hours of it if I feel good and up to it. And then we'll do an hour of this. And then if things work out on Halloween, more of this. Straight up. Maybe some more gore screaming show, but we're also going to do more of this. So, stay tuned, guys, because we're not even close to finished yet. Alright, I'll see you next time. I'm out.